draw to win that prize pack. It includes accommodation, meeting Richard Stubbs, and just rubbing shoulders with stars on the red carpet of the Melbourne International Film Festival. 9 minutes away from nine on ABC Gippsland. The federal government has just decided to suspend imports of the controversial new gun, the Adler A110. The gun has been described as a game changer by gun enthusiasts and can fire 8 shots in 8 seconds. Is this an overreaction or a matter of gun laws being changed to keep up with technology? Robert Borsak is from the Shooters and Fishers Party, a member of the New South Wales Legislative Council. Robert, good morning to you.
Morning, Jonathan. I wish I was in Gippsland with you there.
Well, it's a sunny day down here. Is this a sensible move to ban this gun?
No, it's not a sensible move. What this is all about is pure politics. The A10 is no different in its use and structure to hundreds of thousands of already licensed firearms in the same category. This is all about Mr. Abbott seeking to up the terror threat, seeking to create terrorists in waiting out of people like me and nearly a million other shooters around Australia. He's a disgrace.
Well, there's a text here saying, I'm a licensed hunter and you only need one well-placed shot to humanely dispatch an animal. Rapid-fire firearms have no place in civilian life. So that's from Dave from Morwell. So there is a view within the mining community that this gun just isn't needed.
Dave from Morwell also knows that, as I am also a hunter, that one well-placed shot is what you need, but you don't always get it. And sometimes you need a second or third follow-up shot. Now, these firearms, very similar firearms, are already registered here in New South Wales. There's over 3,000 of them registered in New South Wales, and they're used primarily for pig shooting and also range shooting, cowboy action type shooting. Now, this is all about Mr. Abbott trying to ramp up the threat of terrorism.
Yeah, I mean, you said that, but is a gun that shoots 8 times in 8 seconds a safe gun to have in our community?
It's no less safe than existing firearms that already do the same, Jonathan. That's my point. It's no different, okay? It's absolutely no different. If you carried Mr. Abbott's theory to the nth degree, and this is what he's seeking to do in the tradition of John Howard, he is seeking to up the fear factor to justify the taking away of all firearms from civilians.
Is
unwarranted and unnecessary.
How important is the right to shoot when it's weighed up with the right to live safely in a society?
Well, I think it's very important to live safely in society, and I think you've only got to look at the statistics of what's been going on under the current licensing system for the last 20 years to know that shooters, I'm one of them, are not only the safest, but they are the best citizens in society. I've only got a jaywalk and I'll lose my shooter's license and all my firearms. That's what it's all about. Trying to turn me into a terrorist in waiting, along with another million, nearly a million shooters in this country, is a disgrace.
There has been some criticism that this gun would open the door to thousands of ordinary shooters to have access to a rapid-fire shotgun for the first time since the Port Arthur massacre. What do you say to that argument?
That's also nonsense. I can go and buy one tomorrow off the shelf here, Category A, just not that brand. Again, this is just a beat-up. That's what it's all about. On the back of the Lindt Cafe incident, he is seeking to try to create an opportunity for himself for re-election. Mm. And the Lindt Cafe event had nothing to do with any of this. Lindt Cafe, that man was on bail. He shouldn't have been on bail. That man had a sawn-off 12-gauge pump-action shotgun that came out of the black market, one that Mr. Howard did not get back, did not buy back in the 90s, okay? That's what it's all about. This is a pure and simple political beat-up.
Righto.
More, nothing less.
Thanks for your time this morning, Robert. Robert Borsak from the Shooters and Fishers Party speaking about the banning of the Adler A110. It's a gun that can fire 8 shots in 8 seconds, but has been banned by the federal government this week. Imports have been suspended for 6 months until the National Firearms Agreement review is complete. Roland Brown is the Vice President of Gun Control Australia, and he's with us now. Morning, Roland.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Is this a case of an overreaction to ban this gun?
Well, it's a temporary ban, waiting for a...